Good morning, Portland, Burnwood, Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. And as per usual, we're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know that you'd be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. On that note, Sam, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down and check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. This is a Friday YouTube exclusive. Maybe Rumble. I don't know where we're going to post this one. It might be on Rumble now. But this is an exclusive episode that doesn't go out on Facebook. Tanner, how you doing, man?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. We still haven't figured out the camera software issue, so we're on the backup camera still. So enjoy that, everybody at home, but I think we're coming close to getting that fixed up.
Yeah, and the quality on this isn't bad either, so.
No, it's not bad at all. This is, it just goes to show you, you can do it with our backup gear.
Yes, I agree.
So listen, man, you've been out and about lately. How have you been enjoying your travels?
I love raving.
Yeah? So is that like primarily?
It's the only reason I travel. Yep. Traveling costs money. There got to be a good reason for me to go. That's and right. Raves seem to be it for me.
So you, I've lost track of how many you've gone to now. It's been a lot. This has been
this
a good
year?
Summer for you.
This year, total.
In total, how many raves you gone to this year in total?
So
like we can't start the one in Calgary. That was in December.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and I have 3 more planned
before the end of the year.
If you have 4 more planned,
and so. Prior to, like, what's the most raves you've gone to in a year prior to?
Higher than this.
Higher than this?
Yeah, probably 12.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. One a month.
Wow.
I love doing it, man.
Yeah. That's a lot.
Yeah, I've been to well over 150 sets.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, because there's more than one set.
For a show, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. That was just gonna be.
But then, like, you count that as how many artists you've seen, right?
That's right. That's right.
So.
Facts. You know what I love about these YouTube exclusive episodes?
What?
Is I can be distracted. Sometimes I get a text and I'm just like, okay, I'm going to look into that.
Sometimes I'm eating Reese's Pieces in the back.
That's right. Yeah, okay, Pam just texted about that. Photographer, what time is a good time to send photographer to the AGM? 5 to 10. Yep, that sounds perfect.
Yeah, I got her to email you back. Shout out Kayla Lavers if you need boudoir shots.
Yep.
She's a fantastic photographer.
Yeah, she really is. We've used her on a few jobs. Well, one job now, and she's amazing. Really good work.
Really good at taking pictures, for sure.
That's right. That's right. So, over 100 sets, huh?
150, yeah, roughly.
Huh. So
probably more now.
I've been to a few with you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask the question.
Yeah.
So, when you and I go down,
mm-hmm.
usually there's a rave that we attend.
Yep.
But there's fun activities that we get up to outside of the rave.
Yeah.
Like
antiquing.
Whatnot.
Whatnot,
you know? Do you do that when you go with these other people as well?
Nope. We usually do like a breakfast.
Okay.
We'll go out to Denny's.
Okay. And so then what are you doing for the rest of the day?
Waiting for the show or going home.
Huh.
Yeah, usually we bust down, so like getting around is not the easiest.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah, but
so totally different vibe then.
Yeah, and like most of the time, like we're going down day of, right? So you go down day of, leave day after. You get there, wait a few hours for your show, go to your show, get home. You know, after party, go to bed, wake up, get on your bus and go home.
Yeah. Good call. So you don't have the time. And then, like, when I go with you, like you said, there's a car that you can drive around and do stuff. If you're Ubering and cabbing, it's just not a
feasible option.
Yeah,
but overall, it's fun. I've seen some really good artists, like, this month, too.
Yeah.
So, it's exciting. I'm excited for you to come to the next one.
Oh, I'm pumped. I'm pumped to come to the next one.
Yeah, it's only...
I think it's going to be really good.
Like 2 months away from me, you know?
Yep. You don't have to wait too long.
Ugh. Yeah, except I've been waiting since, what, April?
Yeah.
So, like, I don't have to wait too long because I've already waited a long time.
That's right. It's just, and yeah, listen, you kind of are screwing yourself over on this next one in November.
How's
it? In regards to, it might not go down.
Well, yeah, because you have your other concert you want to go to.
Yeah, which I totally was going to bail on, and you went out of your way.
If you really want to see the guy, I'm not here to here to stop you just so you can go to a rave of somebody you don't really know.
That's right.
Just remember, you'll be disappointing quite a few people who are very excited to meet you.
That's right.
Won't, so, and it won't be me that's disappointed.
That's right. If I'm going to pull off both of these,
mm-hmm.
Cold Shot is going to become my best friend.
Yeah, 100% you should be Cold Shot in it.
Yep. Cold Shot's going to become my best friend if I'm going to pull both of these off. So.
And how badly do you want to?
Bro, you have no idea.
How bad you want to do both?
Yeah.
Well, then so, you're going to do
I'm
it.
Do both. That's right. That's right. So, yeah, I'll talk to, the accommodations is locked up. Apparel, done.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't need to worry about that component.
And fun fact, if you take Cold Shot 5 times, they give you your 6 bus ride free.
Yeah.
Shout out Cold Shot also, they're a great bus.
Yeah, Cold Shot. Yeah, it's an adventure to travel with you.
Yeah. It's a better adventure than the other bus we took.
Facts. Facts.
Yeah, it is a positive adventure, and the staff that work at the Fort McMurray location are fantastic.
That's right. So, yeah, Cold Shot, stay with Perro. Could even stay with Jay. For the first trip, I'll be with Jay. Second trip, just like... I love...
Do you think Jay's going to come to this rave? You think he'll come?
I think there's a high possibility of it, yeah.
Me too, especially if it's with you.
That's right. I think there's a high possibility, because he went to...
Frenzy Fest,
so... And you like that? That's like a rave is light work in regards to a festival.
100%. Like you'll have a much better experience. I prefer a club show over a festival just for that. Like it's less work. It's less time, less energy, less money for kind of basically the same experience, just a little bit shorter, right?
That's right. So I'm gonna do my best to try to figure it out.
You're gonna do it.
It'd be a little bit easier if GP and Pamela were in town, but they're not, right? So that's the.
Well, they're not for... Yeah, but they will be for November. No, middle of November, they're not going to be back?
They might be. Who knows? My parents are super cool, bro.
Yeah, fair enough.
Like they're super cool with this vacation that they're going on here, so...
Yeah, they're super cool with it, but they're also going to start to miss the grandkid.
Nah. They will, but, you know, FaceTime.
Yeah, not enough to come back.
It's like FaceTime nowadays. It's such a nice little... Like, it's amazing that it even exists. Like, it's so cool.
I remember as a kid, like a little kid, not realizing that people couldn't see you through the phone, like 3 years old.
Right.
My dad would say, all right, bye, on the phone, and I'd wave at him.
Right.
Not realizing he couldn't see me.
That's right.
Now you can wave.
And, like, it's funny when Keegan, for such a young age, every time when he was, like, really young, everybody would FaceTime him. And every once in a while, somebody would... like call and then he was like be talking to the phone like if somebody was looking at him because he was just so
used to it
and be like no this is just a phone call they can't see you and he's just like I don't understand what you're saying and then like why and then as he got a little bit older he's like why would anybody ever just call I'm just like well sometimes you don't want to see the person you're talking to like that takes work and he's just like I guess so but much better way of communicating
no I like see I like a phone call because you can do other stuff while you're on the phone call, right? Walk around or do whatever you're doing.
I agree.
But,
you can be distracted.
Yeah, and my whole generation hates calling.
Yeah.
They hate it. Mm-hmm. Like, they either want to FaceTime or they want to text.
That's
and right. They don't want to do the other thing.
That's right.
God darn it, I just want to talk to somebody, you know?
My generation does not like calling on the phone either. Like, if somebody, it's like an emergency.
Yeah, like, they're like, why are you calling me?
That's right. Is everything okay? It's like, yeah, man, I just want to talk. Why didn't you text me? Because it's a stupid way to communicate.
And I didn't want to wait 45 minutes to get your response to see if you wanted to talk to me.
That's right. I'm a big phone guy.
Yeah, you can just call me, and I can be like, hey, I can't talk. And then it'll be like, okay, and then that'll be that.
That's right. Versus texting and just like...
Yeah, waiting and...
Yeah, and then it's, yeah. a lot gets lost in translation.
Yeah, and you can type out so much more, or you can get out so much more than typing in a shorter amount of time.
Facts.
Efficiency.
Facts.
Yeah.
Facts on facts on. Facts. Texting, not an efficient way to communicate.
No, not the move.
No. But I do like a video chat, too, depending on who it is. But you cannot multitask when it's a video chat, which, hey, listen, if I'm talking to you, like, I should be focusing.
Yeah, I'm a multitasker, though, because I can focus on both.
That's right.
Like, I can do two things at once and still pay attention, you know?
That's right. I personally am a horrible multitasker.
Oh, you're the worst at it, yeah.
And, like, I think everybody who's watching this show, when I was texting at the beginning of it to, like, do some work stuff, you saw, man, he really is struggling having a conversation right now. He's just trying to send a very simple text message.
Yeah.
Trust me, it was a very simple text message.
Or trying to get your attention anytime you're trying to talk to somebody is nightmare.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, not good.
I'm like all in.
Yeah.
But I feel that personally is a nice attribute. When I'm listening to you, like, I'm listening to you.
Oh, yeah, it's nice. But also when you're listening to somebody and you're not paying attention to the time and you got to pick up your kid in 10 minutes and I have to remind you.
That's right.
Gets a little wary of you just being like, yeah, yeah, one sec.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, you got a kid you got to pick up. You're like, oh, God.
Thanks, Dad.
Ends conversation immediately.
Yeah. Gotta go. Stretch this conversation out too long.
Yeah.
Which, I got to pick up Keys today, but we got time for that.
Yeah, you have 45 minutes before it's 3 o'clock,
yeah,
so.
We got time for that, so. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, texting, not my favorite mode of communication by any stretch of the imagination.
No, it's my least favorite, honestly.
Yeah.
It's not great.
No, it's not. And you and me very rarely do it.
Yeah. Sometimes we do it, like, when we know we have to, but...
Yeah.
Other than that,
other
like...
Other than that, just...
Just friggin' call me.
Yeah. The funny thing about calling you is, like, I need to give you a warning because your phone doesn't work.
Yeah.
So I call and I just hear... And then I hang up and then you call me and I'm like, yeah, I have to look for my headphones.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, facts.
I don't need a new phone. My phone works perfectly fine.
Yeah. No, you don't.
My mom's like, you need a new phone. I'm like, I'm not getting a new phone.
Yeah, that's right.
I like the quirks of my phone.
Yeah.
I've gotten used to them.
Well, I'm a guy who keeps his phone for a long time anyways. But Apple just released their new phone lineup.
Yeah.
And I got the new Mini on the last year when they released.
Yeah.
They've decided not to go with any Mini phone again. So they're just back to the big phones.
So
it's like, I'm going to be rocking this small phone for a long time.
They'll bring it back, though. They've had the Mini a few different years.
Yeah, I hope so. What I learned about this phone, this reiteration of it, is I would go with a lesser phone for the size. Like, I don't care so much about the camera,
or,
like, the apps that are on it, or any of that stuff.
I'm just care about how it fits in my pocket.
Yeah, that's exactly it. That's exactly it. So
feel you on that, yep. Yeah.
So I'll be, and I rock phones for years before I get a new one anyway, so. I've been rocking my iPad, which I do all my work on now, for 8 years.
Don't you have the original one?
Yeah, I have the original iPad Pro, yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, and it's still clicking.
Yeah.
Apple makes a great product. Big shout out to Apple. Like, I'm a big fan of your ecosystem that you've created. Hook, yeah. Line, and sinker, you got me because you are awesome.
Yeah, and addictive.
Yeah. Apple just makes great, easy products to use, man. They all talk to one another. And, like, I know some people would be like, yeah, this, that, the other. I'm like,
you're definitely not brainwashed at all, are you?
Yeah.
Apple makes a great product. You should try it.
That's right. Yeah.
I'll
pimp your product.
Yeah, I ain't trying to talk smack here. Like, I use Apple, too.
Yeah. I love how you just bumped that.
Oh, it's the second time.
I know. I saw that was an aggressive one, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. It happened in one of the other episodes that we filmed with the guy when I was editing. It's just like... Yeah.
At least I don't smack the microphone for everybody to hear, and by everybody I mean me.
That's right. I miss the regular set, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, of course.
But this is a nice substitute.
Yeah, it works well.
Yeah, that's right. It does.
I feel like I gotta talk a little bit louder, but
yeah, me too. I gotta project my voice.
I have no problem talking loudly, so.
That's right. And especially me right now, because I am on the matcha green, or not green tea, but it is green, but matcha tea. I'm a little bit quieter on that, so I'm really going out of my way to project my voice.
I love that matcha tea vibe. It's what I'm always on.
Yeah, man, matcha is something else, I gotta say. Big shout out to Kate Suvea at Lifeforce for hooking me up with this matcha. It's a game changer. It's such a nice little, like,
buzz
during the day, a nice little
pick me up.
Like that, not even pick me up. This is zen me out.
Yeah, because you need to be zenned out all the time, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, you know, when you're high energy like me, it's nice to just kind of.
See, when you're high energy like me, you just read a state of zen.
Yeah, there you go. So
love that high energy.
Yeah, man. So it's been good. I don't do it every single day, but every once in a while, you know.
You do it most days now, though, haven't you?
Yeah, but like some days it's just.
Doesn't fit in the
schedule.
Yeah.
And so that's nice to know. Like, I don't want to get into a habit where I have to do something every day. So to know, like, I can go as many days as I want without drinking it is nice. Yeah.
It's always a plus.
Yeah. Today I drank it hot for the second time.
And you prefer it cold, eh?
Prefer it cold. Yeah, I'm not a hot beverage kind of dude.
No.
Never have been.
Why not?
I don't know, man. That's just not my thing. For one, it dries out my lips a little bit too much. Two, it just, like, activates the stomach a little bit too much. I'm just like, oh, there's way too much going on in the stomach with that hot beverage.
Yeah.
Like,
you're really sensitive to your tummy, aren't you?
Yeah. And I'm finding that out more and more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big
As
baby.
As I'm more mindful about it, yeah. As I'm more mindful about it, that's for sure. So, spoiler alert for everybody at home, we're going to do this now, especially just talk to Jason. He refines all of my ideas, which I love him for. Big shout out to Jason Phillips. But we are 100% making a $1 million episode. And Jason figured out how to do it way easier than the convoluted way that I was thinking about doing it.
And we're not telling people what's on the episode, right?
Not right now.
No.
We can if you want to.
I think we wait.
Yeah.
It's like the Wu-Tang album. You know that there's songs on there. You don't know what they sound like.
That's right, so.
How much money would you pay to hear that album?
The Wu-Tang album?
The one and only.
See, here's the thing, like, zero, because, like, as of right now, because I don't have the money to, like, go out and get that, you know? But if money wasn't an option, I'd pay $1 million to hear that. I love Wu-Tang.
Yeah, you think it's a $1 million album?
Yeah.
Because yeah. I've heard the rumors of, like, they have some big collabs on there, and they have, like, a bunch of stuff.
That's right.
That crazy guy who jacked the prices of pills bought it, and mm-hmm. Now I don't know what's happened to it since then.
What's it called? I forget the name of it. A DOS, a DOC, a DOC? I'm not sure. Anyways, it's an NFT. An NFT company bought it.
Like, nice.
So it's, like, what happened was they started this, like, so basically, it's a crowd raising fund.
Yeah.
Raised enough funds to buy this Wu-Tang album, and they bought it.
So, nice.
An NFT-ish, in the world of NFTs, owns it now. So
it'd be possible to maybe find the music off of it.
If you were part of that crowdfunding, you would have access, in theory, to it. I don't know how they...
Yeah, but somebody off of there's gotta...
Maybe, I don't know. I don't know how they divvied it up, but yeah. But yeah, I honestly, if money wasn't a thing,
mm-hmm.
I'd pay $1 million to hear that.
Fair 100%. Enough.
And like the casing and everything you get with it is dope. So, yeah.
Well, because that's what its original price was, right? It was $1 million. It was
$1 million, yeah. And then, like, I think it sold for $4-6 mil to the second person. Like, it's an asset.
Yeah, 100%.
It's an asset, right?
How mad would you be Wu-Tang if somebody bought it for $4 mil?
Yeah.
You sold it for $1 million.
That's right. Well, that's why now with an NFT, it's like that. If you sold that as an NFT and somebody bought it for $4 million, then you would still get your cut.
Yeah, but Wu-Tang doesn't.
No, they don't. They don't. I don't think those boys care. There's a lot of inner turmoil about that album because not everybody knew what was happening with it.
Yeah, because not everybody was supposed to.
Yeah. No, I mean group members.
No, I know. But yeah. That was the point of it.
That's right. So some of them, like, anyways, the Wu-Tang Clan is such an interesting dynamic that group has.
Yeah, because none of them really like each other, eh?
Like, they do and don't. Like, there's a lot of inner beef.
Yeah.
There's a lot of inner beef, but they still come together to, like, collab and just make bangers.
Well,
it's so interesting.
When you usually don't fight with people that are, you know, way under you in skill level.
Yeah.
You usually battle with people who are...
Yeah.
In that same range as you, so like it makes sense that like you would steel sharpen steel, you know?
That's right, Listen, man, we got to film another one of these.
Yeah, we're at 19 minutes
we're
right
at
19, now.
So that camera's about to click, 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 click off. So I think we wrap up this part one. And I take off this jacket because I'm getting a bit hot in this room, and we do part two.
All right.
So that's another episode of the Tanner Elliott Exclusives in the can. Thank you very much for tuning in. Really do appreciate everybody who tunes into these. Hope you're having a great day. Big shout out to Naral Toyota for being an ongoing title sponsor for our show. Thank you very, very much. And you know what? We'll just put one of Carrie's videos at the end of this as well. So Carrie Apicciulli Rose. Hopefully everybody enjoys it at the end of this episode. Hope everybody at home is having a great day. And we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi, it's Carrie with Apicciulli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen. But sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.